as we want to make sure we have time to keep people up to date with this bridge thing. Speaking, well, this is not being done in poor taste, but the floating door that saved Kate Winslet from the Titanic.
Yeah.
Sold for $718,000.
And why would you care to have that?
They have the annual auction of movie memorabilia. Mm-hmm. Harrison Ford's whip from the Temple of Doom whipped up a donation of $525,000.
Now,
Bill Murray's Red Rose bowling ball from Kingpin got $350,000.
Now, the whip, that would be interesting.
This one blows me away. The shaving cream can that Wayne Knight used to smuggle the dinosaur embryos out of Jurassic Park.
Uh-huh.
$250,000.
Wow. You're kidding.
That little can.
Well, it's got some, embryos inside of it. It's worth...
Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining. Got $125,000.
Now there, that's pretty cool.
In case you didn't know, The Price is Right keeps emergency sweatpants on hand in case somebody pees their pants. In excitement during the game. And yes, home belonged to Puff Diddly Putty Wuddy in L.A., New York, and Miami, all raided by the Department of Homeland Security
simultaneously.
Yesterday.
Simultaneously.
Yeah. He's been hit with numerous sexual misconduct allegations and lawsuits.
Sex trafficking, man.
Rape, sex trafficking, sex with a minor. One of his victims was his former girlfriend, Cassie. He settled with her without admitting guilt. But after yesterday's raids, her attorney said, quote, "Hopefully this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct."
Yep.
Carol Burnett jokes that the one thing she wants to do before she turns 91 is Bradley Cooper. So my suggestion, Carol, is watch Maestro, and you'll lose that. You'll get rid of that real quick. You'll get rid of that real quick.
That's funny.
We just mentioned Bob Barker. Sort of. His house of 50 years now on the market for about $3 million.
Wow.
Is the price right? Ask Eddie Bader. You're better with Bader. 322-0662.
I bet Eddie's handling that.
If they're smart, he is. Tommy Lee once destroyed Pamela Anderson's $1 million trailer on the Baywatch set after she filmed a scene where she had to kiss a co-star. My, oh, my. Pete Townsend says that if you want to see The Who, you might as well wait for the Avatar show. So I guess they're done. That is your cheap and trashy for today.
I don't know if it's real quick or not. I don't know if we have time for me to throw out a pondering question. What are local radio stations in that area in Maryland? What are they doing?
WJZ?
Right now? No, what are they? Just what are they doing right now? Like, in other words, if that had happened, if we were on, if we were doing the show there and we woke up, we came in to work, is that just all we're, is that just all that they're talking about?
Pretty much, you're just trying to find every resource you can.
Are you sure?
Road closures, obviously, you'd be talking about, you can't take that, you got to go this way, that sort of, I have no idea.
I've got a friend who works in that market, not at WJZ, but that is famous call letters.
Like, if you're a TV station, obviously, you are covering this live all the time, somebody's there, that sort of thing. If you're a radio station, what are you doing that way?
An interesting addendum to the challenge you pose is...
We come in for weather all the time, but I mean, what do you
do? If you're a music station, what do you do? I don't think you play music. This is a real serious, life-altering event, not just for the victims of the bridge when it collapsed, but this is going to mess up that city for at least a year.
Yeah, and I don't know the geography of the place, so I have no idea what the alternate routes are to that bridge solved those problems of?
Oh, it's a major corridor.
It also has a major impact on Washington, D.C., too, because of the greater Baltimore,
only 30
Washington
miles
area.
Apart.
Yeah.
So, it was something I was thinking about, like, what if I was on the air in that area right now? What would we be doing?
That reminds me of the challenge, the morning we woke up to learn that John Lennon was dead. And I said, we have to talk about it. It's all we have to talk about today. He's our guy. So we played his music, and we got a tremendous write-up in the Miami Herald the next day for the way we handled it. You know, you either have an intuition for that or you don't. Stupid stations will just say, well, that's news, that's not our format. No, when something like that happens in your town, that's everybody's format.
I was on the air on WHHY. You know, we're a top 40 station. Mm-hmm. When the ABC lights started flashing for Reagan, and I went into queue and said, "Stations, join us for shots fired in Washington." And intuition just said, "We've got to do it. We got to go there."
We did. I'm glad you told that story.
Yeah.
I was at a spring training game with the. It was towards the end of spring training. It was late in March. In fact, the anniversary was
March 31st.
Yeah, right. And it was the last spring game of the year, and I didn't want to miss it. So I'm there in the ballpark, Yankees and Dodgers. And all of a sudden, there's a buzz. You can hear people. I'm wondering, what's everybody talking about?
Yeah.
And then somebody said, "Hey, did you hear that Reagan got shot?"
Yeah.
I left the ballpark, went straight to the station, and we were doing nonstop coverage until we knew he was...
Sure.
And survived it.
You go to the network. Yep.
Because those are things that affect everybody's life, and that should automatically become a station's format when something like that happens. I could do an hour special.
Well, you did it on. You did the same thing on 2000 on 9/11. Right.
Absolutely. You talk about a complete. And here's the thing, you know, music stations, they worry about what the boss is going to say.
Yeah.
And I had done my last break with my partner who hosted the show. I was the news guy. And I finished my last newscast, turned around, and I saw the North Tower smoking. And I got on the intercom between my room and hers, and I said, "We got to put this on the air."
Got to.
I said, "But we'll be breaking format."
Yeah,
I said,
"Well,
I will take the heat for this." Mm-hmm. "So don't worry about that. I will take the heat, but I think people need to know this is a major event." I said, "I'm sure there are dead people in that building after a plane hit it. There's no way there's not." Because she said, "Well, how do you know?" And I said, "Well, I'll take the chance. So I used the word casualties. Because at the time, we were hearing everything from a traffic helicopter to a small plane to a jet. Nobody really seemed to be sure. And... like 25 minutes later, we're talking about the second Pearl Harbor. And it was so overwhelming. The fog of news that day, we had Westwood One as our news provider.
Right.
At 5:28, and I remember the timestamp on this specifically, we got a report of a Delta plane crashing near Cincinnati.
Yeah, there were
from our credible, and I said, "We can't put this on the air." I said, I don't believe this.
Mm-hmm.
All the planes are supposed to be
already
on the ground.
Landed. Yeah.
And of course, it turned out to be false. But you know what? It's the thing I love most about being in this business, when you have a chance to be there for people when something really major is occurring.
Sure.
708 on news, as you have over the years with tornado warnings and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Who do they turn to? They turn to you because they know that you're going to have everything they need to know, and you also are going to be of some level of comfort to them, too.
And then you have the idiots calling and saying, "Get that off the screen."
Oh, yeah.
That's not even my county.
I should drag out the... it's labeled Tornado Bitch if you ever need it, Jay. The one in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Hey, interrupting my soap opera with this.
My stories.
Yeah, my stories.
We used to have to go on. I've told you this before. If we interrupted Days of Our Lives on NBC, we have to start the tornado warning by saying, "We will go right back to Days of Our Lives in exactly where we left it."
If your TV is still there.
After this tornado warning.
After this tornado comes plowing through. Oh, God. Unbelievable. I could never, ever in a million years say enough about Tree Masters. You know, I talked for a while anticipating they're coming out to the house. And in one day, I watched them remove three trees, a bunch of stumps. They cut one tree back so it would stop destroying the shingles on one side of the house. And I was fascinated. I'm eventually going to post pictures and videos so you can see the dramatic difference it makes. But such professionals, I mean, here's the really cool thing. When they were doing my house, Todd Clark was there supervising. Four of my neighbors hired them on the spot, watching them do the work at my place. That's how good they are. So if you have tree branches that need to be cut back or trees that need to come out, don't try to do it yourself. That is dangerous work. Let Tree Masters handle it. They'll give you a good price, and you'll get it done right the first time. 676-3638. 676-3638. Todd, thank you. I will never be able to say that often enough for the job you did for us. It is 7:10. This is traffic. SRN News coming up.
Well, we understand traffic lights are out around Ann Street at Atlanta Highway and Lee High School. Had some construction folks on the scene there doing something. Please use caution in case they haven't got that going again. Around Montgomery, traffic is light to moderate and building a bit. I think a lot of folks left a little early to get in before the rain. It is going to be coming through the area shortly, and we could have some heavy downpours, a little bit of bad weather. If you're on the roads, use caution this morning. If it starts raining heavily wherever you are, headlights on, buckle up, slow down. We'll keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Moleco Pro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Blue Devils, Boilermakers, Blue Jays, Bulldogs, Crimson Tide, Huskies, Tigers, Wildcats, Wolfpack, Fighting Illini, Volunteers, Cyclones, Tar Heels, Aztecs, Cougars, Golden Eagles. Every March the same routine. Take my bracket and douse it in gasoline. The Sweet 16.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A major East Coast transportation link has been severed. A huge stretch of the Francis Scott Key Bridge over the Patapsco River in Baltimore has collapsed after a support column was hit by a large container ship overnight. Multiple vehicles fell into the water almost 200 feet below. Rescuers have recovered two people, one in serious condition at a shock trauma center, the other person not seriously hurt. The search and rescue operations continue. The heavily traveled bridge carried Interstate 695 over the river in Baltimore. Supreme Court justices will soon be deciding on a case focusing on access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Oral arguments in that case have been scheduled for later this morning. A Russian court ordering American journalist Evan Gershkovich to remain in prison at least through the end of June. Wall Street, Dow futures up 93 points. More details, srnnews.com.
And paid for by AG Marketing Group. Attention timeshare owners. If you need to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, please listen to the following message. Getting out of a timeshare commitment is not easy, and it takes time. But we specialize in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares forever. Can't get the vacation dates that work for you? Maybe you felt taken advantage of or forced into the timeshare? Maybe you just can't continue to shoulder those monthly payments any longer. If you need to eliminate your timeshare commitment, then you need to take down this number. 800-796-9107. We will safely and legally get rid of your timeshare payments forever, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't continue to let your timeshare be a financial burden to you and your loved ones. Call us now at 800-796-9107. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-796-9107. That's 800-796-9107. Again, 800-796-9107.
Must be getting old or something lately. No, I can't find my phone anymore. My world's coming to an end, yeah. I'd welcome spam calls once again. Whoa, now. Headed right there, right in the chair. I'm just like you, I'm always staring at on my phone. Yeah, I can't even scroll IG. I might just have to see what it's like to have to talk to someone.
I've actually gotten very good at not losing my phone. Now, my car keys and my wallet, that's a different story.
Thank God for the Apple Watch, so I can ping my phone.
Oh, you mean there's like a button? I got to call Verizon, because they run these ads all the time. Hey, come to us, we'll give you a new phone, a tablet, and a watch. What do you got for me, the chump that's been paying $300 bills for the last...
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, if I'm losing my phone, I just...
Yep.
I tap this button on my watch, and it makes my phone do that, and then I can go find it.
I want a GoFundMe started for me, because I don't have a watch like Rich and Jay do.
Wear a watch? You don't wear a watch, do you?
I sometimes do.
Oh, okay.
But
I
never wanted one of those.
I stopped for years until the Apple Watch.
I never wore one until this, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I use it as an accessory. It is 17 after 7.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Look how dark it is out there right now. We've had a few raindrops here at the station, but the main area is coming into West Alabama. It hasn't really reached downtown yet. The area of rain, it's about to turn into a very ugly commute. And you got buses on the road, you know, right now. Showers and thunderstorms likely this morning. Fortunately, it's not severe. But some heavy downpours. We'll see improvement later on, especially after lunch, I would think, or before. Windy today. Yeah, I would say so. Already we're at 37 miles per hour out at the airport. High today, 71. Partly cloudy tonight, low 48. Sunshine, 74 tomorrow. Little cooler on Thursday with upper 60s, more sun. Beautiful Easter weekend. Sunshine, 72 on Good Friday. Upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with sunshine. And maybe middle 80s by Monday. Right now this morning out at the airport, looks like the rain is right on top of the airport, but on their official observations, not showing rain yet. It is showing southeast winds gusting to 37 miles per hour. It's 65 at 718.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Hey, can we do our... risky click of the day?
If you've got... Sure.
Well, I found a cart labeled Phone Fun, Best of the Greg Show.
What color is that? Is that orange?
That's like that pumpkin color.
I don't normally see that color on any of those cards.
So it's very old. It's in the Greg Show, which went the way of the dodo bird around 2011 or 12. I just want to hear a couple of seconds of this.
And welcome back to the Greg Show on 1170 WACB.
Wow.
Okay, that's enough.
He's enough. He doesn't want to hear it anymore. Jesus.
Wow.
Well, there's a voice in my head that says,
boy, look at the time.
It's already 19 after the hour.
Well, I was curious what the point of the, why did we have that bit? Like, what happened?
We'll find out this afternoon, because it's Tuesday.
I don't want to listen to you this afternoon.
Can I ask you a question? And feel free to be honest. When was the last time you listened to me in the afternoon?
Oh, no, I have.
You have?
No.
Whenever he has to call in and talk about the weather,
well, that's true, yeah.
When you do the promos, that you're going to be talking to Grobert I have. And by the way, I've also sometimes in the morning listened to what I know you did do on your show on the podcast while I'm doing my stuff in the morning, in the overnight hours. So, yes, I do.
I am... flattered and humbled.
Do I listen every day? That would be no.
It is 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. I just am drinking in this incredible compliment I just got, so...
I
got
to find that cart in the other room then, because I want to listen to the rest of it.
No, maybe in the 8 o'clock hour we'll take some time.
At 1170 WACV.
How long was that?
7 minutes.
I don't need to hear the whole, just the point of like why we saved it. What happened in that phone call?
All right, how about if we come back to it at the end of the hour?
That's fine, that's cool, whatever.
We'll listen to it a little more.
Random clicks.
I only played 4 seconds, so...
Yeah, as soon as he heard his voice, it's like, yeah, we're done.
What do you mean, as soon as I heard, what?
You didn't let it go very long at all. Once Rich and I reacted to that voice, you're like, okay, we're done.
But what's so different about my voice?
Does that not sound different?
It did, yeah. Very much so.
But it was an AM station.
That has nothing
but,
to do
with it. Very clever name for the show. Name for the show because you're Greg and it's the Greg Show.
Yeah.
The hiring process was tough. We had a Greg Beadle show. We had to find somebody named Greg Beadle. It was real tough.
Jack Ingram, select used cars, big selection, factory protection. I love that slogan. John Ingram. First of all, the Ingram family has always been, because they're your neighbor, they live here. It's a family store. They've always been incredibly diligent about taking every precaution when it comes to reselling a vehicle because they don't want somebody else's troubles in the hands of a customer. But they have taken that. John Ingram has raised the bar. And now each car, each pre-owned vehicle has factory-certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select Program. No matter what price range you're shopping, every car at jackingramselect.com comes with this protection. It gets an 84 multi-point inspection by certified technicians. They take the guesswork out of buying a pre-owned vehicle, and boy, do they have a great selection. Everything from sedans, convertibles, to Corvettes in there, and all prices from under 10 to as high as you want to go. Each car is reconditioned in the body shop after being inspected, and then they not only offer it with a warranty, but roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and limited warranty so you can drive with confidence. So with 25 lending partners, all you need to worry about is finding the right vehicle for you, your family, your business, or maybe a new driver in the house. Plus, rental car reimbursement for the duration of that warranty period. Shop to your heart's content right now at jackingramselect.com or stop by and see the Ingram family of stores on the Boulevard. We have Blue Water News here and then part one of Random Facts with a tricky, convoluted intro coming up.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. One person is in life-threatening condition after a Saturday night shooting in Montgomery. Police responded to a local hospital around 9:30 p.m. Saturday in reference to two people being shot. It was later determined that the shooting happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard. No further information has been released. The Alabama Supreme Court has authorized the execution of a man convicted in the 2004 slaying of a couple during a robbery. Jamie Mills was convicted of capital murder for the 2004 slaying of Floyd and Vera Hill in Marion County. Governor Kay Ivey will set the exact date of Mills' execution. The Porch Band of Creek Indians has been awarded a $787,000 grant from the United States Environmental Protection Agency. The recycling grant for tribes aims to deliver clean energy, affordable and sustainable housing, clean water, and other resources to disadvantaged communities. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 1,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You are so dorky.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On March 26, 1948, the world welcomed little baby Steven Tyler. The future rocker came into the world in the same way he would eventually spend his life, screaming.
Yeah! Yeah, no!
Steven Tyler, a star is born.
And now,
having a rock star scream for the guy that does
random facts.
Wow, what execution.
That's really good.
Yeah.
The screams of the rock star screams.
That's good.
Because you are a rock star, you know.
Ah, well, thank you. Did you know something called Project Steve?
That's ironic, ain't it, Rich? Because we just did Steven Tyler's birthday.
Yeah, I know.
And the first random fact item is Project Steve.
He did this weeks ago.
I know. Also, weeks ago, I did this, and there's a random fact about the film Titanic, which you had just talked about.
That's right.
The door.
The door.
From the film. So, yeah. Okay. Project Steve.
Uh-huh.
Here's what happened. There was a 2001 petition called A Scientific Dissent from Darwinism. Basically, people who were rejecting evolution. Scientists who were rejecting evolution. They were very critical of it. 700 signatures on that petition of scientists who rejected evolution. And so somebody said, well, fine. I'm going to make a list of just scientists named Steve. I'm going to limit my pool of scientists named Steve who believe in evolution. And it's going to be Project Steve, 1,400 signatures of scientists named Steve who believe in evolution.
Huh.
So it was just one of those things of like, fine, the 700's a lot for a scientist. Here's
1,400.
I'm going to narrow my field and still get more than you. Did you know? Well, we're talking about bridges. A bridge in Dublin could not open for 4 years. Because apparently they lost the remote control.
You're kidding.
Talking about losing your phone. Somebody's seen the remote. It probably fell into the couch cushions, right?
Don't they have a Radio Shack over there that they could have got one of those all-purpose remotes?
But I was just going to say about the couch,
Yeah. It's.
I recently found a whole bunch of remotes in the couch.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what they went to, or?
No, they're gadgets that don't exist anymore, probably.
Huh. I was trying to see, what this bridge might have been. But anyway, did you know? The 1900 election, the election of 1900.
They're still talking about that one.
Is that, well, is that TR?
No, that's McKinley.
Okay. Yeah, it divided the American Anti-Imperialist League because while it was in, while its endorsed candidate William Jennings Bryan, supported anti-imperialism, so the American Anti-Imperialist League were like, "Hey, that's our guy." The problem was that William Jennings also supported free silver, which alienated supporters of the gold standard. Within the Anti-Imperialist League. So it was a little bit of a, you know.
See, they had special interest groups then. What's happening today is not that.
They always had them, yeah. Did you know, before she played Rose in the 1997 Best Picture winner Titanic, the elderly Rose, not Kate Winslet, But the woman who played that character in the modern time, the old lady, she was she was an actress named Gloria Stewart. She had been in one other film that was nominated for Best Picture. It was a 1934 film called Here Comes the Navy.
I've heard of that film.
I've heard of it as well.
What year was it?
1934.
Was that comedy where Peter Sellers plays the leader of a small country that tries to provoke a war with the United States so they can get the reparation money?
The Mouse That Roared.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
I haven't watched that in a long time.
Did you know the intro to the 1984 song People Are People by Depeche Mode was created by taking kitchen utensils like pots and pans and throwing them down the stairs? They recorded the sounds and then they looped the sounds. And that is what you hear in the intro of that song. Did you know this word and its variations is the only word in the English language that ends with the letters M, T? The letter M and the letter T.
All right, I've heard this before.
What word is the only word in the English language that ends with the letter M and T?
Improvement? No.
That's an NT.
NT.
It is likely something, well, first off, it is past tense.
Okay.
And it's likely something you did last night.
Sextant?
No. No. MT. It's
a lie.
M and then T. Something you did last night. That you would talk about today.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. See.
Unkempt? No, that's got P in it. I don't know.
MLK had one of these.
Dreamt.
Yes.
Oh.
There you go.
That was a generous hint, but thank you.
It was a generous hint.
I hope that redeemed my moment of stupidity.
No.
Okay, well, I thought it
had. Dreamt is the only word in the English language that ends in the letters M and T. So, coming up on Random Facts, we will tell you about mammals that fly. Mammal species that fly. We will also tell you about the Mina Birds.
The Mina Birds.
The Mina Birds. It's a Canadian band.
You know how old they live too?
No.
Because once they reach 18, they're not minus
they're
anymore.
Longer minus.
God, it's great humor like that. It made me a living for 100 years.
They're longer minus. They're not minus anymore.
No, they're adult bites.
They're just minus.
God, I hope everybody thinks this is funny as we do.
Minor buds. we're also going to give you a random fact about Batman.
Ah.
Yeah.
Batman.
Something that students in China have to do as part of their high school assessments. We'll give you that random fact for you. And the Holtwood Hydroelectric Power Plant.
Okay.
I will give you a random fact about that. All coming up on Random Facts.
And in just a couple of moments, I'll be...
That chat.
Well, yeah, the daylight. Oof. That entire center span is laying across the bow of that ship.
Wow.
And you wonder if anybody on the ship was hurt.
That's another good point.
As far as I know, everybody was okay on the ship.
Unbelievable. Look at all those storage containers on that thing. They're like... stacked in tens.
And somebody in Sri Lanka is saying, my package is right on that ship.
It is 7:34 on News Talk 93.1 FM. When you're shopping for furniture, the most important thing is to make sure you see all there is to see. And find a place that is offering great prices on the kinds of furniture you're interested in. And I think Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings fits all of those bills. They have 60,000 square feet. They have plenty of space to inventory every type and style of furniture somebody could want. You'll get a sneak preview that will pretty much run the gamut at shopkaiser.com. That's K-Y-S-E-R, shopkaiser.com. And you're going to love it because they have something for every style and taste. And right now, no matter what style it is, it's marked 50% off the top ticket price. If you're looking to redo a room or maybe your entire home, some people do that. They want a completely new look. Out goes the old, in comes the new. You can do it at 0% with a Synchrony Luxury account for qualified customers at Kaiser. And to find the specific thing you're looking for, we heard me talk about Stella Beard for years. She is phenomenal. She is the manager at Kaiser, and she knows that place inside out. But she's added Leslie Wolfuck to the staff, and Leslie is an experienced decorator who's a perfect teammate for Stella because she can give you decorating advice in addition to the value of shopping there. Again, 50% off the top ticket price, and then if you're buying a lot of furniture, it's nice to know the sales tax is another place you'll save. You pay 8.25% there as opposed to 10% in the city at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, and again at shopkaiser.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
736.
Heavy traffic everywhere this morning. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Got a lot of cars there. And all of the usual suspects are feeder roads into Montgomery, like Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka. They are loaded up this morning with folks headed into work in Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems so far. We do have some rain on the way later this morning. Be prepared for that if you're going to be out and about. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
About 4 years ago, I came into some knowledge on how plant-based diets affect your body and mind, and it was attractive to me.
Chef Tony Tejas makes the world's best salsa, and he's on a mission to make the world a better place, one cup of salsa at a time. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is March 26th. Make up your own holiday day.
Don't blow this, Shadow. It has to be a holiday where I get the day off but don't have to spend time with my in-laws. Think.
Oh, I know. March 26th is New Year's Day. I'll be at home napping. Don't call me. Happy New Year!
And now, join us, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the feast of
Random Facts.
Again, very tight.
Wow. Energy in there, too.
Just like the old Greg show.
Yeah.
Where you sounded different.
Is that what you're saying? Did I sound that different in that
voice?
Thing?
Yeah, it sounded like, who is that?
Oh, no, it sounds like you, yes, but there's a different... There's a difference there.
Yes. 10 years of more menthol cigarettes. Right. and menthol Meredith, we got her today, too.
Oh, could you see a time on that? Was there a time stamp on that thing how far back that goes?
I'll find out right now.
I was really just curious if there was anything so that we know. Obviously, it goes back to when ACV was 1170.
Yeah. Okay. PH phone fun.
Just curious on this as we're looking up, trying to figure out the date. You could see when it was recorded in, but that doesn't necessarily tell you.
Remember, you noticed the color of that one was different.
Uh huh.
It's not listed in here. It's an unlisted bit. How about that?
Well, where did you find it?
It must be in a different category. I don't know.
Well, you can go back and get it because you've played it. So if you go to your log, you can just grab it from there.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Okay.
It says phone fun.
Show on 1170 WACV.
You won't go any further, will you?
No. No, but it won't show up in the list, in the alphabetical list.
How about that? I don't know.
But I'm guessing it had to be before 2009, because that's when they took me off.
I'm going to find that so I can get an idea of what the time. I'm curious. Is just, that's all. I'm curious of the time of it. Anyway, did you know about 20% of all classified mammal species can fly? The reason for that is because there's over 1,200 species of bats.
Wow.
Well, 1,000 what?
1,200 species of bats. Which is why 20% of all mammal species can fly. Did you know?
Speaking of bats, happy birthday, Nancy Pelosi.
84 today.
There was a Canadian band that existed from 1964 to 1967. They were called the Mina Birds.
The Mina Birds. I don't know nothing about the Mina Birds.
At one time, the Mina Birds featured Rick James.
Rick James.
And another Canadian playing together, Neil Young.
There's an odd couple.
Neil Young and Rick James playing together.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is very impressive.
Known as the Mina Birds.
Uh-huh.
Did you know Batman's creator, Bob Kane, initially envisioned Batman in a red suit with a domino mask? His friend Bill Finger said, no, let's change the suit to black and let's name him Bruce Wayne. He also came up with the name of the city, Gotham. He also envisioned the Joker. In 1965, Bob Kane denied Bill Finger's claims that he had created Batman, stating that it's fraudulent and untrue. And eventually it was found that, no, Bill Finger had a lot to do with the creation of Batman, and now he usually gets co-creator credit on that character.
On a side note, did you know that Norwegian people, many have two first names for a name, like Bruce Wayne?
It's true.
Norwegian.
And I learned that as a baseball fan because they were talking about Tommy John.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
By the way, I'm looking out the window. Here is the weather in one quick movie clip.
The s*** going to hit the fan.
Look how dark it is. Look how... Yeah.
I wait for that plop.
I know that. It's critical, Jay, to the...
You have to wait for the plop. Did you know? Chinese students, as part of high school assessments, they have to pass a skipping rope, like a jump rope test, as part of their high school assessment. Mm. First off, it takes a lot to get this off the ground, a little bit. But to also do it and have the coordination of swinging a rope around me, I've never been good at jumping rope. I've never really been good at jumping, but put a rope in there, and I'm not very good at it either.
It's pretty good with a rope.
I'm okay if you do the thing where somebody stands on one end and somebody's the other and they're swinging the rope. I'm okay with that.
See, now that's what I did. I wanted to control the rope. If I didn't have control of the rope, I wasn't interested.
Yeah, see, but if I control the rope, my coordination gets off. It's not good. So I'd have been horrible as a Chinese student. And finally, a power plant turbine. A power plant turbine bearing at Holtwood Hydroelectric Power Plant. Holtwood Hydroelectric Power Plant is located in Ayrville, Pennsylvania. And there's a turbine bearing there that has been operating maintenance-free for over 100 years.
Wow.
It was rated by the American Society of Mechanical Engineers to continue operating for another 1,300 years without maintenance.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
That reminds me of that.
What makes someone so different?
That light bulb that is still burning for about over 100 years or, well, I don't know, some ridiculous amount of time.
Are you sure that's not a filament of your imagination?
Filament, figment.
Those are your random facts.
All right, we're going to give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate here in just a minute. So let's talk about Food Outlet. First of all, it's cost plus 10% pricing throughout the store, but they also mark down additional items every week, and that week runs from Wednesday through Tuesday. Today being Tuesday, it's the last day for this week's specials, which include, for soda drinkers, all your favorite Coke products are $4.99 for the 12-pack fridge pack, and I got to tell you, you know, we see inflation, it kind of ambushes us depending on what we're shopping for, but that's one item in the store where prices have just gone up incredibly over the last couple of years. I can't imagine why. $4.99, that's for the fridge pack, all your favorite Coke products. And if you like bottled water, Dasani, which I believe is a Pepsi product, $3.60 for that. Who doesn't love ice cream? Mayfield ice cream has some great flavors, and they're $3.48 for the 48-ounce container. And vegetable cooking oil, the house brand, one of a couple, is Food Club. And they're as good as any major name brand you're going to find elsewhere in the store. $8.36 for a gallon, a full gallon of cooking oil. In the meat department, you'll find Chuck Roast, Rich's Pal, $4.95 a pound, and Top Sirloin Steak at $4.97. And Brian Juicy Jumbos. I had one last night as a snack at $1.94. You can't go wrong, and they're very, very good. And there's more, and they're all posted at the front door. Food Outlet with three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook. Food Outlet on Main Street, west of 31 in Prattville, and Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
By the way, you mentioned Pepsi. Did you hear the news that Subway restaurants are switching to Pepsi in 2025? From Coke. That's a, you know, you think, well, that's a minor.
Well, that's going to bring me back.
After Megan Rapinoe, I have not been in any of the local Subways. And I made that real clear to them, too, on a corporate and local level. That was just a huge, huge operator error there. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for that $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we were talking about the Mina Birds. I'm not going for the question. But I'm going to let you do that one for a backup. Right. I'm just going to talk about the people in the Mina Birds. We named two specific people who played together. They do not go well together. In the Mina Birds, who were those two artists?
272-9228. 272-9228 to win the $20 Food Outlet gift certificate. If you don't win it, stay on the line and do a follow-up question with Rich, and you can get yourself a bonus entry in our grand prize drawing, which is Friday at 8:55. 272-9228. We're waiting for your call right now.
Well, we continue to be very busy all over the place this morning, but we're really not hearing of any major problems. I think folks are kind of waiting for the rain to come in, being cautious out there, and that's a good thing. Buckle up, drive carefully. Heavy traffic, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Got a lot of cars inbound on all of our feeder roads. 331 out of Crenshaw County, Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka. Please buckle up and drive carefully this morning. Rain is on the way. We will keep you updated. Spring is here at Premier Place. Shop its fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All right, we're going to Josie, which is such a great name. Josie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. You ready to win this thing?
I hope so.
All right, who was in the Minor Birds?
Rick James and Neil Young.
Yes.
Very good. You have won a $20 head start on your next visit to the food outlet. She's excited. Back up, Steve.
Well, good morning. I must say that we consider you a rock star, and we have been ever since you've been on 1170, but we're all piqued our interest now.
Oh.
We want to hear the Greg Show from 1170 from 2009, maybe?
It could have been any of those. 2006. I have no idea, but there's two of those carts in there, and they're both about 8 minutes long.
Well, we all wore aluminum foil on our antennas.
I was telling somebody the other day, because the signal at sundown was worthless.
Yeah.
And one time we celebrated our worthlessness by having an aluminum hat party and a contest for the best. And I could not believe what people were able to make out of aluminum foil. Somebody made the Eiffel Tower into a hat.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
I'm sorry to interrupt you real quick, Steve. Josie, if you could call back, I need to get your information.
Josie.
I
thought I put her on hold.
I thought you did too. She may have just hung up. But Josie, if you're still listening, please call back. I got to get your info.
Otherwise, you're going to give that to some poor person.
All right, Steve. So the only word in the English language that ends in the letters MT.
Yeah, dreamt.
Dreamt.
You hit the dinger. Way to go.
Y'all take care.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate it. Let's go to Pat next.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Pat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just went for a while. I just went away for a moment. Students in this country.
Welcome back.
Students in this country, one of the things they're required to do is jump rope. What country?
Now that's a Chinese student.
Chinese.
Yes,
very good. We have a really alert class today, Rich. J. Tom.
Good morning.
Hey, hi. Hey, there's a bridge in Dublin that couldn't open for 4 years. Why?
Because it lost the remote control.
Yes,
it didn't
right.
have a Radio Shack.
Honestly, God, thanks. That's the funniest random fact I've heard in a long time.
It lost the remote.
And was it the bridge in the stuck in the up position, or they couldn't get it up? What was the story with that?
I do not know the rest of that.
Well, we'll dispatch a team and get the answer. 7:52, it is looking dark and ugly. And here's Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Raining to beat the band now all over the river region. Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville, Blue Ridge, Pike Road, coming close into Pike Road. Raining here in East Montgomery. I would say we're in Midtown Montgomery right now. Going up into the east side as well. So pretty good downpours. Fortunately, not severe. Showers and thunderstorms likely this morning. Improvement later in the day, especially, I think, by lunchtime. Most of this is out of here. With a windy day today, high 71. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight, low 48. Sunshine, 74 Wednesday. Little cooler Thursday with a high temperature up to about 68 with more sun. Beautiful Easter weekend. Sunshine, 72 Friday. Upper 70s Saturday. Near or above 80 on Easter Sunday. Right now, with the heavy rain falling, winds are gusting out of the southeast up to 37 miles per hour at the airport. It was 65 at the top of the hour, probably cooler now, here at 7:54.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Menthol Meredith is making plans for the solar eclipse. I have no idea what she's going to do, but I do know that's the topic of her message coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, though, it's 7:54. We turn it over to Jay.
Just checking out the window. Outside.
It is really coming down now.
Be careful out there, folks.
Should park the car in closer. That'll be fun in about an hour.
Yeah. I'm okay. I don't leave till 3. It'll be done with by the time I get
there. I'll get your car for you. That's the least I could do for you.
Oh, wow. Got your own chauffeur there.
Yeah.
Got your own your own doorman at the hotel type of
Can
thing.
Can I smoke in it while I'm drinking it from the other end?
Going from one side to the other. Seafood Bistro is going to open up today at 11 a.m., and you can enjoy some delicious food from there, and there is a lot of delicious food to choose from. Now, if you're doing a health thing, of course, they offer their fish, most of their fish. There are some things that you really can only get fried only, but a lot of the stuff there you can get fried, blackened, or grilled if you would like to do that. And then they've got their salads. And they got some great salads to pick from. The Caesar salad, the house salad, you know those. But they also have the BLT salad. And they have the bistro salad. So what comes on the bistro salad? It's romaine lettuce with shredded cheddar jack cheese. Also sliced onions, fresh tomatoes, diced smoked bacon, sliced hickory smoked turkey. And it's topped with a hard-boiled egg paired with one of their dressings there that you can get with. I suggest the ranch, of course. It is fantastic. Then there is Simply Salad, which they've got on the menu. You can get a half or a full. It's up to six toppings, but you can go higher than that if you want to pay extra. And there are a bunch of toppings to pick from on that list as well. You can see all the food that I'm talking about by going to their website. It is theseafoodbistro.com. You can also open up your phone to your delivery apps and look at the menu there. They're going to tell you it's closed, but you can still kind of look at the menu, decide what you're going to do for lunch or dinner, or maybe you got plans for this weekend with basketball, and of course opening day is Thursday. Maybe you're watching some baseball. Whatever the case may be, there are options for you from the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook, and don't forget to put your order in online at theseafoodbistro.com.
It is 7:56. As I mentioned, Menthol Meredith coming up next. Right now, it's the Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will step down by the end of the year in a broad management shakeup brought on by the plane maker's sprawling safety crisis. In addition, Board Chair Larry Kellner and Stan Deal, head of the company's commercial planes business, are also leaving. The U.S. Federal Reserve looks on track to cut interest rates as the presidential campaign season heats up, possibly delivering President Joe Biden a boost, as the polls show Americans dislike his handling of the economy. Republican challenger Donald Trump may argue an agency that is set up to be an independent monetary authority is tipping the political scales toward Biden. Sales of new U.S. single-family homes unexpectedly fell last month after mortgage rates increased during the month, but the underlying trend remains strong amid a chronic shortage of previously owned houses on the market. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Sunken Tractor Cafe is reopening on April 6th. Local favorites including garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The Fryer is open to feature french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Beer and wine, too. Go see them April 6th from 11 to 8 and Thursday through Saturday thereafter. Sunken Tractor on Facebook or Meherg Road, Wetumpka.
Without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy